Hi, everyone. I'm here today to talk to you about decentralized insurance and where we are with that and how the next steps could look like. Quick one about who I am and who I'm working with. So I'm Elias. I'm co-founder of B9 Lab. We do development, training, and research around decentralized applications and blockchain. Mostly Ethereum at the moment, because it works the best. But yeah, other things as well. I want to talk to you about insurance. And insurance often has this connotation of being relatively dull and being old and being boring. But actually, it is a slow-moving sector, but it could be quite exciting in the future. And it is quite exciting in the sense that it underlies almost everything. Almost everything we interact with on a daily basis, at least around these parts, is insured or is interacting with some kind of insurance schemes. It ties into different marketplaces. So it really is quite fundamental. And the options, or you know, the opportunities with decentralized systems could be quite disruptive for the sector. Now, the insurance industry has not been disrupted in a long time. It hasn't really changed in a long time. A few things have changed over time, but it still looks very similar to the way it looked 200 years ago. New technologies have obviously changed things, but the basic model is still the same. Now, the blockchain and decentralized technologies could present an opportunity here to make it more accessible also to those who are underinsured or don't have access to the insurance schemes they need. It could make insurance more local and revive old models like mutuals, and I'll get back to that. And it could make insurance more varied and more custom. The interesting thing here is we've got an intermediary, or you know, large intermediaries, and obviously the technology is an essentially disintermediating force. And there are three core elements here that make it interesting and that create a situation where we could potentially build very interesting things with this. So we've got low transaction costs when we're operating on a public or consortium blockchain. We've got low transaction risk, so the risk that my transaction is being reversed or being interfered with by any other party is very low. And we've got trustless computation, so we can implement relatively complex financial models in form of smart contracts on a blockchain system. And this is interesting in a few spaces, and I want to define the problem space a little bit and where this could be applied. So we've got claim processing, which is, I buy a policy and the policy sets out certain rules under which I get my coverage. And claim processing is one of the hardest things to crack in this, under this model. So in many cases, I have to send paper documents or I have to, go somewhere, I have to send data that is not easily, not necessarily there in digital format, or it is down to interpretation. So a claim processor has to sit down and has to apply certain rules and has to decide. And so this is for most insurances. And we've also got index-based insurances, things like crop insurance, for example, based on weather indices. And they rely on data. So we have the problem of needing to be able to bring data onto the blockchain to make decisions there. So it splits into two main kind of problem spaces. One of them is rule-based claim processing. So this is bringing data onto the blockchain and then making decisions based on this data, which also brings in, how do you bring data in, and how do you make sure that it's the right data and not being fiddled with? The second general problem space is other types of insurances that need some kind of voting, or that usually have a person deciding on whether a claim is being paid out or not. So this goes into building incentive models that enable groups to decide which claims should be paid out and which claims shouldn't be paid out. So this is for traditional insurance models where one participant or multiple participants take out an insurance and there is a detached pool of investment taking over or taking care of the coverage. The other model of insurance that is really, really interesting for this space is mutuals. Mutuals have been around for a long time. They started out as fire insurance. It's a model where a group of people gets together and insures each other. This could be by regularly paying into a pot and paying out when one of the participants has a claim or has a claim case. This has already been done with car insurance, kind of a social car insurance with a group of people. And again, the interesting part here is bringing in low transaction cost and low transaction risk, so you can connect people very efficiently. The second is that it is inherently peer-to-peer. Mutual insurances are inherently peer-to-peer. So, you know, the blockchain technology is perfect, you know, is a perfect candidate to solve that problem. And the infrastructure in itself, obviously, when we build something like this, is trustless. And on top of that, we can then build kind of custom trust models. So, for example, we don't have to trust the infrastructure, but we can build a system where we define which level of trust we want to have to other people. And lastly, the mutual model is very much a proven model. It's been around for a long time, and to this day is executed very successfully. Now, where this is generally, the direction this is generally moving in, and where we think this will, you know, where this will culminate is kind of a marketplace creation. So through the lowering of the risk and the cost, you're enabling the breakup of existing monolithic structures. So at the moment, all of these things, underwriting, liquidity, modeling, management, processing, is all in one place, which is within one large insurance company. And this is really because it's very, very difficult to get access to the liquidity that is necessary. It's a large numbers game. So you need to spread your risk. And it is very difficult to connect different players, different parties in a market in a way that is efficient enough to execute this. So a decentralized model could be really interesting in the way that is outlined on the right side there. We could have, through trustless computation, through smart contracts, we can bind different participants in the market to certain rules, and we can, you know, we could see the creation of an insurance market where you can create a policy yourself, you get access to risk analysts, risk modeling, you get access to liquidity pools, and all of that is tied together automatically. Now, there are a few things that we've been looking into, so theoretical research and a bit of experimentation, because a lot of this is just really down to trying out how these models work and the game theoretical elements. There are a few areas where it's really worth looking into, and the first three are mainly around weather. So we've got crop insurance, bad weather insurance, energy markets with weather, and things like a double spend microinsurance. Now I want to quickly go into the proof of concept that we've built so far, which we'll publish, it's still in testing, we'll publish next week, which is it's a simulation of a mutual contract, it's a betting game. You have a limited registration period and you pay an initial premium. You join this mutual and then you have to pay in every interval. So for example, you have to pay 5 Ether every week, and once you stop paying, you get your payout. So, you know, it's the equivalent of dying in a life insurance model. The incentive is that if you drop out first, you get back less than you've invested. The longer you stay in and the more other people drop out, the more return you'll get. And the last person will receive about 3 times their original investment. Now, this is to simulate interest accumulation. The first learnings we've had from this is machines have a huge advantage with this. So if you have a script that executes the transactions regularly, that is much more efficient than a human, which might seem obvious, but you know, we are recording all of these. And also, if you run out of money, you are basically dead. And so liquidity always wins at this game. The next step is we're going to publish this, and I wanted to give you a demo, but I don't think I'll have enough time. I'll see. We'll publish this, and you'll be able to join and try it out. It is initially a betting game, but we're trying to solve insurance research questions with this. We will monitor the behavior. So this is interesting to see when do people engage and when do they drop out. We are starting to engage with insurance companies, and we've been speaking to a few insurance companies to improve models and to see where this could lead. And ultimately, we will iterate on this. So this is the first research question. We will, you know, we will finish the paper around it, and we will move on to different research questions. Now, if you are interested in joining when we publish the contract and we publish the proof of concept, go there, leave your email address, we'll add you to a Slack channel. And if you're interested in the topic in general, go there, join us, and we'll keep you informed and as involved as you would like to be. Now, I had to restart my computer, so the test environment is not running. If you bear with me for a second. Right. I will not have enough time to run the demo, unfortunately. But if you're interested in seeing the demo, come speak to me afterwards. Follow us on Twitter. And email us if you're interested in any of this. And yeah, find me afterwards, and I'll show you the demo, and I'll show you how you can interact with it. Thank you very much. And if there are any questions,
yep, we have time for a couple questions.
There's one thing in insurance that I'm not sure that. At least native cryptocurrencies are good for. It's insurance companies, they basically they don't have the money to cover all claims. So they rely on the fact, a bit like banks, they rely on the fact that no all claims will be, will be processed at the same time. So isn't that a weakness if you would have insurances in crypto? Native crypto?
This is a very complicated problem. So if you've got a marketplace and you have to provide full coverage for all policies taken out, it becomes very, very inefficient. Now, theoretically, right now, you're taking a bet that your insurance will be able to pay you. And if a decentralized autonomous organization becomes big enough and has enough liquidity and has spread the risk far enough, it could approximate to a similar bet. So you could go, you know, I'm betting that it's going to be all right and they're going to be able to pay me. It is a very complex problem, and I think, you know, it's going to take some time to come up with a solution. And also, this technology doesn't solve all problems at all. It's very well fit for a certain subset, and it might expand. But for the moment, this is one of the problems that doesn't really work. Also, funds are tied up, so you can't go and invest them and get a return. So at the moment, it's really interesting for mutual schemes. Any other questions?
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.